Please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 30th chapter of Isaiah, we hear, "The Lord waits to be gracious to you. Heavenly Father, even when our minds stray from you, you are willing to be an ever-present help. So we ask that you help us complete this day faithfully to what you have for us to do. We would also ask that you help us return to those you have given us to love and be supportive of what they are required to do during our absence and their need of us when we are present. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavota, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
A quorum is present. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 12th day, Wednesday, January 30th, 2013.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully been read. Also, Mr. President, I'd like to announce that photographers from KRCG-TV have been given permission to take flash pictures and a video in the Senate chamber.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. They are not in the upper gallery yet, but they are winding their way here. Climb High. Climb High is coming today. A group of sophomores from Johnson County and Warrensburg. I'd like to make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome the guests of the senator from Johnson who are not yet present.
But they're coming.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here today from Columbia and also as our doctor of the day today is Dr. Ted Groshong. He's a pediatric nephrologist at Women and Children's Hospital with the University in Columbia, and I'd ask the body to make him feel welcome. And any nephrology questions they have, feel free to ask.
Let's welcome the doctor of the day and get some kidney advisory while we're at it. The senator from Cape.
Mr. President, I'd like to recognize three guests. To my left and your right, we have Scott Beatriface from Cape Girardeau, and he was the winner last night of the 2013 Excellence in Business Award for his business, Fumatori di Sagaro. Also accompanying him is Lauren Cole from the Wright Group in Jackson and Richard Proffer from the Small Business and Technology Development Center, which covers Cape County. They're standing. Please recognize them.
We're delighted to welcome all these guests of the senator from Cape to the Missouri Senate. Introductions of guests, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Buchanan.
To speak on a point of personal privilege.
The senator will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've requested to speak on this point of personal privilege during resolutions because it relates to resolution number 65 that we voted on Monday. And that resolution, we as a body gave up our right under Rule 82 to divide the question. And we did it based upon the representation that it had never happened in the Missouri Senate that a bill or a substitute had never been divided in the past. And it was also based upon something that I tried to do 2 years ago when I tried to divide the question, and I was told that I had violated the tradition of the Senate by dividing the question. And, you know, I didn't at that time do the research necessary to find out, you know, if that were true. But nevertheless, since Monday, one of the former senators, who happens to be a lobbyist now, came up to me and he said, you know, when I was in the Senate, we used to divide the question all the time. He said, it wouldn't take you very long looking through the journal to find an example of where the question had been divided. And in truth, it took me less than an hour. Last night, I just started clicking on the journal, and within an hour, I found the example that I've distributed before you. And as you can see, in 1998, Senator Mathewson asked to divide the question, and certainly Senator Mathewson, who was a former pro tem, would know the rules. What I'm trying to say is that dividing the question, or I should say not dividing the question, is not a long-standing tradition in the Senate. So based upon that, I would like to say that we voted to give up this very important parliamentary procedure on Monday based upon erroneous information. And it's a very important parliamentary privilege. There are occasionally, but not frequently, times when we will be faced with a question that will include both a good and a bad component. And for the benefit of our constituents, we need to be able to vote for the good component and against the bad component. And doing it in the form of an amendment doesn't stop you from having to vote on that bill on third read if indeed your amendment fails. And if you vote for a bill that contains a bad component, it will be said in a campaign piece that you voted for something bad. And if you vote against a bill that has a good component, it will be said that you voted for something that was bad or against something that was good. So knowing that and having provided this information, I would respectfully ask the leadership to consider revisiting this question and restoring to us this very important parliamentary privilege. Thank you, Mr. President.
Of resolutions. For what purpose does the Senator from Barton arise?
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to introduce some guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Visiting today with Missouri Teen Pack Leadership School, I have guests in the upper gallery to my rear. They include Rachel Blunk, Phoebe Grubbs, Tyler Bowdish, Beth Blunk, Ian Maupin, and Cassica Brown. From a number of different communities, I would ask the body to recognize them and ask them to stand.
Let's welcome these guests, and will they please rise for welcome by the Missouri Senate. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Bill.
Send it forward.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 210, introduced by Senator Schaefer.
How about Senate Bill number 244?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong sign. Excuse me, that is Senate Bill number 244, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to death certificates.
Senator from the 10th. Send it forward.
Mr. President, no explanation is necessary.
Read the bill of the senator from the 10th.
Senate Bill number 245, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to waiver of court costs and expenses in civil cases.
Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to withdraw Senate Bill 190.
Does any senator object? Hearing none, send the bill back to the senator from the 13th.
President, I have two bills to send forward.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 246, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to the Missouri Juneteenth Heritage and Jazz Festival and Memorial.
Any explanation, Senator? Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 247, introduced by Senator Walsh, an act relating to repealing the death penalty with penalty provisions.
Senator, would you like to explain that bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, when the bill reaches the dais, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 248, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to notice of neighborhood improvement districts.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 5th District of St. Louis City.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 249, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to school attendance.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary. Thank you. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
I'd like to introduce Bill Smith, our Sergeant of Arms. Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
What was that?
Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 250, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to possession of child pornography with penalty provisions.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
No explanation necessary.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 15, introduced by Senator Schaaf. A joint resolution relating to admissibility of evidence.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
No explanation needed either.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 8th District. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 251, introduced by Senator Krause and Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to public assistance fraud and abuse.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
Briefly, Mr. President, this bill is to deal with ABT fraud. I'm proud to be working with Senator from 14th on trying to cut fraud on EBT cards, and this bill's going to do that.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 252, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the copying and retention of source documents used to obtain driver's licenses and non-driver's licenses.
Senator, would you like to explain this bill?
Briefly, Mr. President, this bill has come to my attention that the Department of Revenue is copying birth certificates and keeping those birth certificates as a record. I want to make sure that that doesn't happen. I don't want somebody to break into their systems and download people's birth certificates. So this bill is to try to address that problem.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business. Reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments and reappointments has been distributed on the desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward. Seeing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, your request is granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointment.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 23rd. Would anybody like to speak on that motion? Senator from the 8th District.
I wish to inquire, Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to briefly talk about it. I don't believe there's any issues with this list, but we do have new members, and one of the things that I'm not sitting on gubernatorial appointments, but one of the issues I have concern with is putting independent people on boards and commissions that have Democrat and Republican. I think that there might be a tendency for our governor to put independents on boards where we don't have Republicans. And so I'm going to be scrutinizing once again this year. I'm going to be looking at these appointments to make sure that we're not stacking committees with Democrats as independents. So if someone comes forward and has an independent, I may get up on these type of announcements and actually inquire of them about that independent to make sure that the boards are evenly distributed. I don't want to stack them.
I think that is fair, and we have expressed that to the administration, and as part of our investigation, we do try to do some background to make sure that Republicans are being reappointed. You know, that for Republican positions, it's a Republican, for Democrats, Democrat. And if someone is an independent, you know, based on the information that we can receive, does that indicate that that person is an independent?
And let me just tell you one of the reasons why I have this concern. There is a Jackson County Sports Authority. It's a 5-member panel, no more than 3 members of one party. Kind of lends you to believe that the other 2 would be of the minority party from the governor's office. On that committee right now, there are 3 Democrats, 1 independent, and 1 Republican. Well, you can see where I'm concerned. There's not 2 Republicans. They're putting an independent on there. That's where I'm looking.
The authority makeup is supposed to be what?
No more than 3 of one party.
Okay.
And that's why you throw that independent on there, and all of a sudden now you've got a Democrat that's saying they're independent so that they can kind of stack those committee and whatnot. So that's where I'm coming from, and I wanted to make sure that I publicly stated it here so that people understood that this is...
I hope they are listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
The chair would like to seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests. Appreciate the body's willingness. Up in the audience, in the gallery today with us, we have some young folks celebrating Catholic Schools Week. They're here from St. Peter's School across the street. About half of the St. Peter's School is here today, roaming the halls. You might see them up and about. This is the St. Peter's 7th grade. They're with their teachers, Amy Bronner, Phyllis Strump, and Kathy Bertolotti. I'm not sure, Kathy, if I got your name right, but I'd like my colleagues in the Senate to please join me in welcoming the 7th grade class from St. Peter's Catholic Grade School. Further discussion? Senator from the 10th District, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. Just briefly, last week we peeled off the Doug Nelson appointment from the PAC, and he is not on this list. Is that correct?
His motion needs to be made separately by the Senator from Boone.
Okay. Then I will inquire of the Senator from Boone. Thank you. Mr. President?
Senator from the 10th.
I inquire of the Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone does not appear to be in the chamber, but Sergeants of Arms, would you summons the Senator from Boone, please? Senator from the 10th, our very capable Sergeant of Arms,
thank you,
has found the Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone, would you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 10th?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. The Senator from the 23rd just explained to me that Doug Nelson is not part of this slate of appointees, said it will need to be a separate motion made by you. Wanted to know if it was your intention to make that motion today to put forth Doug Nelson.
Not today, no.
Is it your intention to make that motion next week?
It is currently my intention, but I think we have some members who still have some concerns, but it would be my intention to make that next week. He does have 1 week left.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Senator.
We are on the motion from the Senator of the 23rd. Is there further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion is carried. Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight has 2 reports.
Send those reports forward. Madam Secretary, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute Senate Bills 10 and 25, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bills 20, 15, and 19, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Parson, Chairman.
Senator from the 24th District.
Seniors, families, and
Senator, you're not recognized for that at this time. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business with the third reading of Senate bills.
Seeing no objection, third reading of Senate bills. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute, Senate bills 2015 and 19. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 2015 and 19 taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Green. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 2015 and 19 be read the third time and finally passed. Mr. President, as members are aware, this is the renewal and the reinstatement of the five benevolent tax credits that we discussed at length on this floor on Monday night. And it does contain, obviously, the amendments that we adopted as well. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I would mention that the bill does have an emergency clause, and we're hoping to get these reinstated for these wonderful benevolent nonprofit charities doing great work just as quickly as we can. Be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The Senator from Green has moved that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 2015 and 19 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Green renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 2015 and 19 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills numbers 20, 15, and 19. An act relating to certain benevolent tax credits with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Leibla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from Green.
Clause.
Senator from Green has moved for the adoption of the emergency clause. Madam Secretary, call the roll on the emergency clause.
Brown, or Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, aye. Cunningham, aye. Curls, Dempsey, aye. Dixon, aye. Emery, aye. Holzman, aye. Justice, aye. Kevney, aye. Kehoe, aye. Kraus, aye. Lager, Lamping, aye. Lavoda, aye. Leibla, McKenna, aye. Munslinger, aye. Nasheed, aye. Nieves, aye. Parson, aye. Pierce, aye. Richard, aye. Romine, aye. Roop, aye. Sater, Schaff, aye. Schaefer, aye. Schmidt, aye. Sifton, aye. Sylvie, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, Wasson.
32 ayes, 0 no.
By your vote of 32 ayes and 0 no, the emergency clause has been adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Is it House Committee substitute for House Bill 10? Yeah, I don't have that sheet. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 10 and 25, the Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 10 and 25 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 15th. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, the bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that, I'll explain the bill first, just so everyone's clear. This was the amateur sports legislation that we perfected earlier this week that would allow our state to compete in a broader context for these very lucrative events that bring not only dollars to our state, but all the small businesses that support that industry. And with that, would happy to answer any questions before I make the motion for third reading.
Have you made the motion, Senator?
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 10 and 25 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from the 15th moves that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills 10 and 25 be read a third time and put on its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from the 15th renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills 10 and 25 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bills numbers 10 and 25, an act relating to incentives to attract amateur sporting events to Missouri. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Holzman, Justice, Kevney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lavoda, Libla, McKenna, Munslinger, Nasheed, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Romine, Roop, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson.
Senator from the 8th votes no. By your vote of 28 aye and 4 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. Thank you. And I have a report.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Newton, I would say please send your report forward, but you have done that. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 47, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
We're still on report to standing committee.
Yeah, you just go down. Go to your first one.
Senator from Johnson. You have
President,
a report.
I have a report from your hardworking education committee.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
So you want seven on the top.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 7, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 3, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Lewis, you have a report?
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources is very pleased to present this report.
Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 16, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
President, your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence also has a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 21, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 22, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Family, and Pensions has a report.
Please send your report forward. Secretary, when you receive it, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 33, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lamping, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business, the second reading of Senate bills.
Need some relief.
Second reading of Senate bills. President Pro Tem of the Senate, Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 126.
Senate Bill 126, an act relating to pharmacy inventories.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 127.
Senate Bill 127, an act relating to Missouri Health Net dental benefits.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 128.
Senate Bill 128, relating to electronic benefits transfer cards.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 129.
Senate Bill 129, relating to volunteer health services.
Financial, governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 130.
Senate Bill 130, relating to fines for failing to yield the right-of-way with penalty provisions.
Transportation. Senate Bill 131.
Senate Bill 131, relating to Missouri Health Net Services.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 132.
Senate Bill 132, relating to state funding for pre-kindergarten programs.
Education. Senate Bill 133.
Senate Bill 133, relating to state funding for pre-kindergarten programs.
Education. Senate Bill 134.
Senate Bill 134, relating to labor organizations.
Small business. Senate Bill 135.
Senate Bill 135, relating to ballot language.
Financial, governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 136.
Senate Bill 136, an act relating to the registration of motor vehicles.
Transportation. Senate Bill 137.
Senate Bill 137, relating to procedures for counties to decrease their budgets.
Jobs, economic development, and local government. Senate Bill 138.
Senate Bill 138, relating to neighborhood improvement district special assessments.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 139.
Senate Bill 139, relating to the closure of public records, meetings, and votes.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 140.
Senate Bill 140, relating to water quality standards for Missouri beaches.
Commerce. Senate Bill 141.
Senate Bill 141, relating to the distribution of revenues collected from traffic violations.
Transportation. Senate Bill 142.
Senate Bill 142, relating to the distribution of paid-in surplus.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 143.
Senate Bill 143, relating to religious and charitable associations.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 144.
Senate Bill 144, relating to obstruction of an ethics investigation.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 145.
Senate Bill 145, relating to voting in advance of an election.
Financial, governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 146.
Senate Bill 146, relating to prescription drug monitoring program.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 147.
Senate Bill 147, relating to prescription eye drop refills.
Small business insurance and industry. Senate Bill 148.
Senate Bill 148, relating to the issuance of salvage certificate of titles or junking certificates to insurance companies.
Transportation. Senate Bill 149.
Senate Bill 149, relating to possession of exotic animals.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 150.
Senate Bill 150, relating to certain federal laws regarding firearms.
General laws. Senate Bill 151.
Senate Bill 151, relating to foreclosure notice to tenants.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 152.
Senate Bill 152, relating to sentences under dual jurisdiction.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 153.
Senate Bill 153, relating to child support.
Seniors, families, and pensions. Senate Bill 154.
Senate Bill 154, relating to insurance payments for covered loss or damage.
Small business insurance and industry. Senate Bill 155.
Senate Bill 155, relating to the labeling of genetically modified food.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 156.
Senate Bill 156, relating to the implementation of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 157.
Senate Bill 157, relating to scrap metal.
Commerce.
Senate Bill 158.
Senate Bill 158, relating to enabling health insurers authorized to sell health insurance coverage in selected state to engage in the business of health insurance in Missouri.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 159.
Senate Bill 159, relating to insurance coverage for physical therapy services.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 160.
Senate Bill 160, relating to the treatment of eating disorders.
Small Business Insurance and Industries, Senate Bill 161.
Senate Bill 161, relating to an actuarial analysis to study the cost impact of mandating health insurance coverage for eating disorders.
Small Business Insurance and Industry, Senate Bill 162.
Senate Bill 162, relating to criminal procedure.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 163.
Senate Bill 163, relating to tax credits.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, Senate Bill 164.
Senate Bill 164, relating to employee password protection.
General Laws, Senate Bill 165.
Senate Bill 165, relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Transportation, Senate Bill 166.
Senate Bill 166, relating to non-resident entertainer income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 167.
Senate Bill 167, relating to nursing scope of practice.
Financial, governmental organizations, and elections, Senate Bill 168.
Senate Bill 168, relating to the use of student assessment data.
Education, Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, relating to school district bond issuances.
Education, Senate Bill 170.
Senate Bill 170, relating to participation by members of public governmental bodies in roll call votes.
Financial, governmental organizations, and elections, Senate Bill 171.
Senate Bill 171, relating to charter school sponsors.
Education, Senate Bill 172.
Senate Bill 172, relating to workforce development.
Jobs, economic development, and local government, Senate Bill 173.
Senate Bill 173, relating to the Board of Education of the Metropolitan School Districts.
Education, Senate Bill 174.
Senate Bill 174, relating to the determination of what are business activities within the state.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 175.
Senate Bill 175, relating to administration of abortion, including inducing drugs.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 176.
Senate Bill 176, relating to the designation of the new Mississippi River Bridge.
Transportation, Senate Bill 177.
Senate Bill 177, relating to the date of the presidential primary.
Financial, governmental organizations, and elections, Senate Bill 178.
Senate Bill 178, relating to mental health facility safety provisions.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 179.
Senate Bill 179, relating to a tax deduction for job creation for new home purchasers.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 180.
Senate Bill 180, relating to service-disabled veteran business contracts.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 181.
Senate Bill 181, relating to ethics.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, Senate Bill 182.
Senate Bill 182, relating to local taxes on motor vehicle sales.
Transportation, Senate Bill 183.
Relating to the defense of unlawful search. Senate Bill 183, an act relating to the offense of unlawful search.
Senate Bill 184.
Senate Bill 183. Senator from the 23rd, would you repeat where 183 is assigned?
Judiciary.
Thank you.
Senate Bill 184.
Senate Bill 184, relating to alimony and maintenance.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 185.
Senate Bill 185, relating to substance abuse during pregnancy.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 186.
Senate Bill 186, relating to unclaimed veterans' remains.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 187.
Senate Bill 187, relating to protective headgear for operation of motorcycles or motor tricycles.
Transportation. Senate Bill 188.
Senate Bill 188, relating to petitions for conditional release of sexually violent predators.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 189.
Senate Bill 189, relating to the failure to vacate leased premises in a rent and possession case.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 191.
Senate Bill 191, an act relating to Public Service Commission.
Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight. Senate Bill 192.
Senate Bill 192, an act relating to the designation of the new Mississippi River Bridge.
Transportation. Senate Bill 193.
Senate Bill 193, an act relating to the education of gifted, intelligent, talented children.
Education. Senate Bill 194.
Senate Bill 194, an act relating to certificate of need for long-term care facilities.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 195.
Senate Bill 195, relating to professional development programs for public schools.
Education. Senate Bill 196.
Senate Bill 196, relating to the examination of private trust companies and alternative dispute resolution for trust agreements.
President, request to stand at ease for just 1 second.
Seeing no objection, the Senate shall stand at ease.
196, right? Mm-hmm. Now, 190, that's because she withdrew that bill. Also.
Oh, that's okay.
Senate will come to order. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 196.
We read Senate it. Bill 196, relating to the examination of private trust companies and alternative dispute resolution for trust agreements.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 197.
Senate Bill 197, relating to tuberculosis testing.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 198.
Senate Bill 198, relating to the Women, Infants, and Children Special Supplement Food Program.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 199.
Senate Bill 199, relating to long-term care facilities.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 200.
Senate Bill 200, relating to violence prevention education in elementary and secondary schools.
Education, Senate Bill 201.
Senate Bill 201, relating to the Missouri Indoor Clean Air Act.
Veterans Affairs and Health, Senate Bill 202.
Senate Bill 202, an act relating to workplace violence.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 203.
Senate Bill 203, an act relating to unauthorized and unlawfully present aliens.
Seniors, Families, and Pensions, Senate Bill 204.
She stapled it to the back. 204. I thought you printed out another sheet. Look it on the back. off of this. Jan, read it off of this. Senate Bill 204, an act relating to the tax credit for... She can't read your handwriting, Julie. For wood energy. Wood energy procedures.
Jobs, economic development, and local government. Senate Bill 205.
Senate Bill 205, an act relating to foster children.
Seniors, families, and pensions. Senate Bill 206.
Senate Bill 206, an act relating to the designation of the official state exercise.
General laws. Senate Bill 207.
Senate Bill 207, relating to rate making for public utilities.
Commerce. Senate Bill 208.
Senate Bill 208, relating to reentry into the custody of the Children's Division.
Seniors, families, and pensions. Senate Bill 209.
Senate Bill 209, relating to higher education tuition policy.
Education. Senate Bill 210.
Senate Bill 210, relating to the Common Core Standards Initiative.
Education.
Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate will go with the order of business announcements.
Order of a business is announcements. Announcements. The chair would like to make an announcement. This Tuesday on February 5th from 7 o'clock a.m. to 9 a.m. in hearing room number 2, the Missouri Sportsman Caucus is inviting all members and staff to the annual Squirrel Gravy Breakfast. All members are welcome. This is a tradition I'm sure you will enjoy. Please stop by Hearing Room 2 on February 5th between 7 and 9. The Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcements.
Please proceed.
I would like to make an announcement in particular to the Joint Committee on Education. We have not sent out a hearing notice yet, but more than likely we will be meeting Monday, February 4th around the noon hour, and we will be unveiling the spreadsheet for the higher education funding formula. So if you're on the Joint Committee, be on the lookout for an official notice coming out probably this afternoon for meeting Monday around the noon hour. And then another announcement, Wednesday, February 6th is Go Red Day, and that is in recognition of Missouri American Heart Association and Women's Health and Women Heart Health, and so they're encouraging a lot of folks to wear red. So when you go home and you're picking out your ensembles for next week, Mr. President, with your granimals to figure out what you're going to wear every day, Wednesday is red. So just want to remind people that.
Wednesday is Go Red Day. The President Pro Tem of the Senate, the Senator from St. Charles County, 23rd District, for what purpose do you rise?
Inquire the chair.
Proceed.
Will there be anything other than squirrel gravy at the breakfast?
There will be plenty of fixins at the breakfast.
Anything I would recognize?
You will. The Senator from the 10th, Senator from Troy, is supplying some good Callaway County meat to go in the squirrel gravy, so you will recognize everything
fruit,
there.
Fruit, bacon. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to announce the body that on Monday we will be going to Senate Bill 1. And also, Mr. President, no further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 28th, 2013.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Newton. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, February 4th. What did I say?